Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Hey cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale. Over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com.
Well, traders in the cattle complex seemed more concerned over what was taking place in other markets, as well as what impact the Pelosi visit to Taiwan could have on beef. China has been a consistent buyer of U.S. beef, and there's concern China may retaliate through increasing tariffs or purchasing fewer ag products for a while. That would not be supportive to beef prices, as it could reduce export demand at a time when cattle supplies are plentiful. Boxed beef prices were down yesterday, choice down 214, select was down $1.35. There were a few cattle traded yesterday at steady prices, but not enough to determine cash for the week yet. Hogs could not find much support yesterday with spread trading taking place. Pressure on August and October contracts. Traders were eagerly awaiting to see whether packers would follow the weekly pattern of higher cash on Tuesday, and were not disappointed. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was up $5.19. There is a strong possibility cash could be higher again today. Cutouts were strong with a gain of $3.32. September Kansas City wheat is trading 11 cents higher early today. September Minneapolis wheat's up 17 cents. Timely signs of support after yesterday's trading took prices near their July lows, not from far from their lows for the year. The success of the Ranzoni to make it safely out of Ukraine carrying a million bushels of corn is giving the market encouragement. More grain will soon follow and be able to make room for incoming harvest in Ukraine. December corn is trading up 2.5 cents early today, finding early support after 2 days of losses as the Western Corn Belt braces for another day of scorching temperatures as far north as Nebraska. Severe storms passed through eastern South Dakota and western Minnesota overnight, allowing more moderate temperatures to follow. November soybeans trading unchanged early today, a quiet start with December soybean oil a little higher and getting help from a small gain in October palm oil. Futures right after this. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, August live cattle down 20 cents, 136.57. October down 50, 142.12. August feeder cattle down 152, 178.12. And September down 165, 181.45. August hogs down 60 cents, 119.85. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, September down 24 and a quarter, 842 and a quarter. December down 23 and three quarters, 850 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 25 and a half, 774 and three quarters. December down 25 cents, 794. September corn down 15 and three quarters, 591 and a quarter. December down 15 and a half, 594 and a quarter. September soybeans down 16 and a quarter, 1415 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.